All right, I'm here today with Jonathan Zabrocki, who is going to blow. I just know because, you know, I got to hang out with Jonathan a couple weeks ago. It's going to really mess with everybody's mind, you being here today, Jonathan. I know it because you're going to talk about how, you know, we're going over the numbers. You know, you're over, you know, $400,000+ in GCI already, and how to create, you know, how you've created the system and how you keep helping people. And then what gets in the way, you know, and we're going to talk a little bit about what gets in the way. We were just talking a second ago and I was thinking about that. And I was like, this is going to be really hard for people to see. It's even possible. And then I got to, you know, I got to hang out with you and see you do it. I had to open up with that today because I think, you know, it's really important that people see that it is this simple, how simple you're going to make it and what you talk about. So, well, thanks for being here.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me.
So, Jonathan, first off, tell us a little bit about, your high-end real estate system, because I think it's really, really important for people not only to know that, you know, high-end, not just the money that comes in from it, though the lifestyle that you create, and then how much it's just really a lot easier than any of the other directions.
It is. So I've been a realtor for 14 years. My first year I did a little over 10 million in sales, which equates to maybe about 250,000-300,000 of income. My second year was 14 million in sales. My third year was 27 million in sales, which is roughly about 800,000 of income. And, you know, the first couple of years, I was really grinding it, and I would work 90 to 110 hours a week. I mean, it was absurd. And probably about 2 years into it, I was like, I just can't keep this pace up anymore, and I got to find a different way. And during that second and third year, I spent a little over $90,000. Sorry about that. I spent a little over $90,000 in coaching and training. And a lot of it was outside the real estate industry because a lot of the real estate coaches are just kind of stuck doing the same things, right? And probably the biggest thing that impacted me was this guy, Michael Gerber. He wrote this book called E-Myth. And it was like, you're either going to just, you know, kind of drive yourself nuts doing the business day in and day out, or you got to start to systematize it. And so I really started to systematize it. And not only did I systematize it, I said, okay, I'm in an area where the average price point is about $220,000, but there's no reason that I can't sell the $800,000 home because there's, you know, thousands of those out there too. And so I just started selling higher and real estate, and it was like, oh my gosh, this is just as easy, if not easier, than selling the low end real estate. And but you make, you know, anywhere from 4 to 5 times more income. And so fast forward to today, I now live in San Diego. I sold my real estate company in Minnesota probably 2 years ago, and last year, I earned probably, well, close to $900,000 gross commission income, and I worked with 23 clients, right? So that's not a lot of clients. And this year, so far, I don't know, we're like, I don't even know if we're 90 days into the year yet. We're probably, what, 70 days into the year?
Yeah, 75. And, maybe 75.
Yeah, so I'm at about $492,000 year to date. This week, just from like brand new leads that I didn't know these people until a week ago, if everything comes together, it's about $156,000. Life is good. I love what I do. And I'd say my huge passion within the last year is really helping other realtors have similar success that I'm having, because it's very, very duplicatable what I do.
Awesome. Well, I know some people, there's going to be some great questions that come up. And I, you know, it was interesting, you know, you say it's your passion, you know, and I was just at that last event and, you know, we're in the room for, you know, with a number of people that were like, wow, it is really this easy to do it. And, you know, you're just a regular guy that's figured out how, you know, how to do the system. And I really saw that passion because you could easily, you know, work and do $1.5 million, $2 million GCI, work 20 hours a week and have a great life. You know, and then at some point you just decide to impact more people because it's a choice. It's not financially driven or anything along those lines. It's you just choose to help people.
Yeah, I mean, I love it. I was telling you earlier, I mean, my wife thinks I'm nuts, right? She's like, oh my gosh, you know, you're close to 500,000 of income, you know, 65, 70 days into the year. And that's not that uncommon for me, right? And she's like, why not just, you know, take the rest of the year off? And I just feel I have a moral obligation to help people out. One, buyers and sellers, because I know my marketing is so superior to what other realtors do. But again, I just have that same passion to help other realtors out, no matter if they're, you know, stuck at 50,000 a year in income or 100,000 a year in income, 300,000 a year in income. I mean, to double your income by using this proven system and strategy that I've created is I don't want to say it's easy. It's very simple. You definitely got to get out of your own way most of the time. And you got to probably quit doing a lot of what you are doing, which is just spinning your wheels. And you just got to get focused on doing the right stuff. And
yeah,
I love it. It's the reason it's called Profits and Passions, because I really believe realtors should be very passionate about what they do. They should really love it, and they should make a very good profit from it. And if that's not happening, that's a problem. And the cool part is I definitely have a solution for that. So.
Gotcha. So tell us a little bit more. I mean, you've worked with enough, you know, real estate agents. Where do they go wrong? Where does this go, you know, downhill? What are the biggest problems that you see?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so I can give you a recent example. I was just on the phone yesterday with a gentleman, and the conversation started. I mean, it's like these people are seeking me out, right? They're setting up a strategy call to meet with me. They're putting it in their calendar, you know, and it's me talking to them live, like in person, like a $348 million producer, right, willing to give them like 25 minutes to a half hour to truly help them out. And this guy, you know, just it started off with, hey, I've been a realtor for 25 years, and hey, I'm struggling, and you know, hey, there's no business out there. Like, nobody's selling homes, and he's in Denver, Colorado, which, like, is impossible. Like, people are selling homes in Denver, Colorado. You know, no one's selling homes. And you know, I was asking, like, okay, well, what are you doing every day? Well, you know, and he's doing all – he's doing door knocking. And I was like, oh, my gosh, this sounds horrific, right? And then he's talking about how the economy isn't as good as it used to be, and that I guess there's a presidential election coming up. And I knew I blew his mind when I said, you know what, does it really even matter who wins the presidency? And he was like, oh, of course it matters. And I said, well, why does it matter? I mean, seriously, I mean, is your income going to be stunted because XYZ person gets into the office, or is your income going to quadruple because XYZ person gets in the office, right? It's like irrelevant. And then he just went on a tirade of like, oh, my gosh, you got to know what's going on in the world and the economy and this and that. And I just said, I mean, that's all great, but I said, I have a pyramid, right, of things that are really, really important to me. And one of them, the first one is God, right? So I have a relationship with Jesus. The second most important thing to me is my wife, Katie. The third thing are my four kids. The fourth thing is just my extended family. The fifth thing is just other, you know, outside friends. And my sixth thing is my career. And that's the pyramid that I build it on. And then if I have extra time, sure, I guess figuring out who's going to win the presidency might be important, but at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. Does that make sense?
It makes so much sense, and this is a very important thing, is where people, and I call it explaining their life away, of like, and it's interesting because, you know, I work in the coaching market, and consulting is they're explaining why their life is a particular way. You know, there's this competition, there's the economy, you know, presidential elections, and so, I mean, I have a number of clients, you know, you're a million-dollar producer, you know, I have a number of clients, and I just want to say this because there's a real big correlation with this, is I could put it down to a T of the clients that I have that are doing over $1 million, there's a common thread, and it's they just go out and create. And they go out and they just focus, and like, instead of worrying about the economy or, you know, some grandiose marketing or looking good or any of these other things, they just go out and they do their work. And all of them have very, very simple systems. And one of them has a bigger business. So the system that he uses to manage it is so direct, straightforward, and simple. You know, and he's in an industry that, you know, and he's went up 25%, and the industry's actually contracted this year. You know, and the only reason I know it contracted is because somebody else told me. Like, you just thought, and it's like when you know what you're doing, it's like, great. Well, housing prices are falling, and less people are selling. And when you have a good system, you're like, great. That's it doesn't bother you simply because it's so straightforward. And it's to the core of people. And now you got me fired up. I'm interviewing. You know, talking to you, and you got me fired up about this, is it's what happens. You know, I have my mentor, you know, 7-figure earner, no marketing, nothing. And he's like, yeah, I don't even listen to that stuff because it doesn't matter. You know,
I totally agree. I mean, it's, I mean, really, does my 7-year-old care who's president of the United States of America? Right. So I can invest a half hour a day keeping track of who's doing what, right, in the presidential race. Or I could even track, you know, an hour a day for the person who's in presidency now, right, and keep track of all the things that are going on. But, I mean, seriously, my 7-year-old, my 14-year-old, my 17-year-old, and my 19-year-old, I've not interviewed them, but if I would say, hey, would you prefer I spend an hour a day really finding out what's going on in the presidential world, or would you prefer I do a puzzle with you guys, take you out to the zoo, take you out for ice cream, throw the lacrosse ball with you in the backyard, throw the football? Does that make sense? It's like, I don't even think I need to ask my kids or interview them what they prefer me to do. But again, it's because I'm so crystal clear on like what my priorities are. So like when I work, I really work, right? But for me right now in my real estate career, I probably work 15 to 20 hours a week. And I tell people that just because I really don't want to shock them and tell them truly how many hours a week I work, which is even less. But
yeah,
it's because I'm so focused.
And it's, that's what I said, is people are going to have a hard time accepting this. Is like, you know, here's somebody, you know, I know there's going to be, you know, people out there listening who are working 80 hours a week and are saying, well, there's something special about this. Or it can't be that simple. And then it really comes down to, if you know, you know, the one or two things you have to do to make it work, you can work 10 hours a week or 15 hours or whatever you choose. And you can just make your life really simple, and you just get really effective at, you know, the one or two things, and you know, instead of, and then when you get so effective at those, it doesn't really matter what else happens. You're like, oh, you know, you know, it's...
It doesn't. It doesn't. I tell people I have a database of probably 4,000 buyers and sellers, right? I don't know how to access that database. So I don't send them out stuff, right? And people are like, oh, my gosh, why don't you send them out stuff and create drip plans or this and that? And it's like it's not even worth it to me. I'm already earning. I'm okay with the income I'm earning, right? And I really don't want to work more hours. So why would I even want that? And there's really 11 different ways that I have generated a lot of income from getting leads, right? And so I teach the realtors how basically all 11 of those ways, and then I tell them, let's just focus on two of those ways, because even if you focus on two of those ways, you should make a little over $250,000 of income from each one of those. So, you know, it's like $500,000 of income. And so for most people, an additional $500,000 of income is like, it's very, very good. And yeah, it's a lot of fun. I definitely enjoy helping realtors out.
Yeah. So now, you know, we're getting into something where in today's real estate market, you know, because I have some clients, you know, across the board, there is no shortage of Facebook ads, you know, websites, all of these different plans, systems, everything else, how to, you know, create more sales. And then you're like, you know, you're like, automation, I don't need that. I don't need, you know, follow-up plans and all of these, you know, these, you know, circle prospect, whatever they want to call it. You don't have any of that. And it's like, okay,
yeah.
What's the, and the question I'm sure everybody's asking is, so, okay, well, I'm doing all that and I'm not making the money. It's why?
Well, I mean, there's four steps, really. Step one is decide what you want and be really, really clear what it is. So I'm very clear what I want my personal life to look like, what I want my mindset to look like, what I want my business life to look like. You know, there's 9 different levels in business, in my opinion, in real estate. You know, developing the right financial life. And then just using the freedom multiplier. And what this does for me, Brian, is it allows me to, okay, so like 45 minutes from now, I'm going on a listing appointment. And it's a $1.1 million listing. And so that's maybe about a $35,000 commission to me. And for me, where I'm at, it's like if it's not above $25,000, I'm just not even interested in it, right? And so I have other realtors on my group that I could just email that lead to if it doesn't generate me $25,000 of income, and I send it to those realtors because I don't even want that to, like, I don't know what the right word would be, but like pervert my ideal client. Does that make sense? And better than that, like pervert my lifestyle, right? Because my lifestyle is just really, really important to me. And then step two is just developing a plan, or I tell people just copy my plan, right? And then it's work the plan, and then it's just track the results. Adjust as needed and celebrate. And most realtors get really sidetracked because A, they got a story, and I tell them, hey, that's great. We just got to take that backpack off your back and burn it in this bonfire, and we're going to create a new identity for you now. And then I'd say the second challenge they have is they're very stuck, or they're very excited about shiny objects, right? Like a shiny object might be, in today's world, Facebook advertising, right? And I'm sure it's great I'm sure it's phenomenal. It's just I don't do it for my real estate business. It just isn't worth it to me. It's like I'd rather continue to build relationships with people that already know me, like me, trust me, than do stuff that's going to attract strangers. And people ask me all the time, they're like, well, yeah, but what if you're in a new market? What do you do? And I tell them, well, 14 years ago, I did real estate in Minnesota, and I didn't know anybody. Well, that's a fib. I mean, I knew my in-laws, my mother-in-law, my father-in-law, right? And but I guarantee you this, they will never refer me any business, not because they don't love me, but they're just not that type of people. They're very Norwegian, right? And Norwegian means, you know, you could be the best thing ever, but you don't tell your friend it's the best thing ever. It's just, you're that's your mindset. And then 7 years ago, I moved to San Diego. I didn't know anybody. My little brother lives in Orange County, which is, on a good day, maybe an hour and 45-minute drive. That's the closest person I knew. And then 4 years ago, I decided, I should do real estate out here. And, you know, I had a phenomenal first year because I know what I do is a very complete and proven system, and it just works.
Yeah, no, definitely. And so something, you look at this and you go back to the 11 lead sources and what happens, and this is very common with, I've just found it a very big correlation with high earners, is they'll do one and they'll be like, okay, that's good enough. It's like it creates all the business that you need. And then it's like, you know, I remember you're at the event and people are asking, well, do you follow up with all these leads, you know, 7 times? And you're like, no. It's like, why? And people are like, you know, I'm sure thinking, oh, my gosh, you leave so much money on the table. And then it's like, you know, from the other perspective, it's like, well, I'm hitting my numbers. This is what I decided. And, maybe I could do more. And it's just not the lifestyle that I'm looking for.
Yeah, and I've had it. So, in Minnesota, I had a really nice office space, right? I started my own company. I'd have to really think back about it, but I think at my highest point, I probably had 14 to 16 realtors and probably 6 administrators. And the realtors were not your typical realtors. So, like, to join my group and work specifically with my group, we had meetings Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. And I'm really militaristic on that. And there were like no excuses. And if somebody misses a meeting or is late, and to me, late is late. Like once 8 a.m. starts, that's a second after that, you're late, right? And then I'd have a talk with them and say, like, I mean, seriously, I mean, how bad do you want to be a professional real estate consultant? Because if you're showing up late to a meeting with me, you're probably going to show up late to a meeting with other people, right, your clients. And clients aren't going to dig that because there's over 2 million realtors out there just in America. So it's not like people have to use them or me, right? If we make an error, there's a lot of options for the public to use. And so it's the same with the realtors that I coach and train now, you know, throughout America, it's high accountability and it's high structure. But they get results. So that's why they do it.
Got it. No, and yeah, and that's, and then, you know, when people are producing results, they're like, okay. You know, and I've learned that some, you know, people are like, okay, I could either spend an hour and maybe incrementally improve this, or I could go spend an hour with my daughter or son. And like high performers, almost always, and it's interesting, well, okay, I'll spend an hour with my son, or son or daughter. Why not?
Exactly. Why not? So for me, one of the things I love to travel, and I love to travel with my family. And so we, tend to travel, I would say, generally once a month. We're going somewhere, whether it's Lake Tahoe, whether it's the Punta Banda, which is a place on the Baja Peninsula of Mexico, right on the ocean, or whether it be my daughter studying abroad in Spain. I'm not making that trip with my wife, but my wife's going to Spain sometime in the next 30, 45 days. But yeah, that stuff is important to me, because it's like, I believe at least when I'm on my deathbed, I'm not going to say, oh my gosh, I wish I would have prospected more, right? Or like when people say they call expired or they door knock, it's like, oh my gosh, why are you doing that? Because on your deathbed, I guarantee you're not going to tell your loved ones, oh my gosh, I should have done more expired. I should have done more door knocking. And so, again, it goes back to my pyramid, which, you know, my career is number six on my pyramid. But I think because it's number six, I'm forced to be really, really efficient with it. Does that make sense? Where if my career was number one, well, then I could spend, you know, 16 hours a day doing nonsense work. But I cannot spend 16 hours a day doing nonsense work because career is number six on my list.
Yeah, you know, and I think that's, you know, and there's something important to be said there is when we put how much we work in a box. And, you know, we you know, it's like, hey, this is the limits. Especially when you own your own business, it's like, you know, that's something that I work on very hard. It's like, okay, well, my max hours, unless, you know, something, you know, we have an event or, you know, once in a while, it's a little bit more. It's like, okay, my goal is to work 30 hours a week. Like, that's, you know, and, you know, and that's where, you know, we're building a marketing agency and I do coaching too. And it's like, that's what there is, because that provides an incredible, you know, that's what I choose to do. And it's when you put the time that you have in a box and it's like, well, I can't go over that. So I have to be more efficient with what time I have, you know, we'll become inventive of, you know, being effective. And on the flip side, if we have, you know, we'll work all hours of the day, will be inventive to not be efficient.
Exactly. Oh my gosh. It brings back, I mean, this assignment that I had to get done for like the last 2 weeks, right? And it's like every day I'm looking at this assignment going like, ugh. And then, you know, yesterday I finally just did it and it's like done, right? And I feel better about it. Is it perfect? No. But as I tell realtors, it's like implement now, perfect later, right? So it's like even Apple does a good job of this, where I think they're on version 6 or 7 of their iPhone now. And it's like if they wait for everything to be perfect, they'd never issue the first version. But it's like, hey, we're going to have the Apple iPhone 1. I don't even know if it's called that. But it's like, you know, version 1. And we're going to work on version 2 immediately after version 1 is launched. But we're just going to get version 1 out there. And that's really, really important. I don't think a lot of realtors, there aren't a lot of realtors that do that.
Yeah, no, that, you know, and it's a huge, it's a killer. Like, it's a huge killer of just executing. Because, you know, and the thing I always have learned about any market is there's so much mediocrity, and there's so many people not even executing at all. You know, they're working, you know, I would guess, you know, the average realtor is probably working 60 to 80 hours a week, and they're spending less than probably 2 hours a week doing things that are extremely effective. And, you know, you start with, if you do those things 2 hours or 3 hours, which is going to be extremely effective, you're going to get the result. Even if you're a tenth of, you know, you just go out and do it, you're going to get some type of result and then you just get good at it.
Exactly. Oh my gosh. Yeah. I can tell you the students that I teach, They're not the most polished people. They're not the most glamorous. They're not the most put together. They don't talk like a silver tongue, person who has the gift of gab or the gift of talk. They just do it. And I would say I'm the same way too. Like I'm a very introverted person, right? So like residential real estate's not like a perfect career for somebody like me, because I'm introverted, right? All things being equal, I want to hang out with a whole bunch of people alone in a room, right? I mean, it's just it's like I just need my time to myself. But I've developed the like necessary skills so that okay, when I am in front of someone, within 5 to 10 minutes, if not less, they're gonna want to choose to work with me over another realtor. I'm competing with realtors who are like second and third generation right now, right? And people still select myself over them. Not all the time, but enough time where I make a great income, right? And I overcome that, I'd say, with having a very scripted dialogue, like my listing presentation, my buyer presentation. It happens the same time, the same way, every single time. And then the marketing that I do is just way above and beyond what the traditional realtor does. It's phenomenal. And even at the events that you were at in my 3-day live event, Brian, it's like people are asking, well, okay, what do you do if you're new to a market? I say, great. Let's say I got dropped into, I think it was Juneau, Alaska, right? So, okay, let's say I get dropped into Juneau, Alaska. This is how my day would be structured. And within a week to 10 days, I would be dumbfounded if I don't have over $1 million worth of listing and $1 million worth of new buyers that I'm working with.
And you're like, wow, that's people are like, wow, that's an incredible, that's an incredible, commission. So with that, you go into, being dropped into a market and having a presentation, because this is, interestingly enough, we just released a product about that, and it's really the first 3 to 5 minutes, how important that is. It's so important, important to the process. And I know some people are, working with you ongoing that were at the event. This is a week ago. What type of results, if somebody is to work with you, what type of results, do they typically get? If I would say, hey, I want to work with you, Jonathan, yeah, what would you say, that process looks like?
Typical is tough, right? Because, it's one of those you never know. But for the first month, we're on a video call 3 times a week for 60 minutes. And it's all about implementing. And every time we're on the call, it's 100% about you and how you want to get from point A to point B, and how do we do that as quick and as fast and as sustainable as possible, right? Because I say that one of the biggest things realtors have is a roller coaster. So they might have a good month and then a bad month, and a good month and a bad month, and a good month and a bad month. And what I tell them is, let's just get rid of the bad months. Let's just have good months, right? And to have all good months is pretty easy, as long as you're spending anywhere from 60 minutes to 120 minutes a day doing the type of lead generation that, I recommend people do. But, I would say, one gentleman, within the first weekend. So, we started coaching on Monday. And so by the next Monday, 3 sessions with me, he had over $6 million of new buyer leads that he never had before. Uh-huh. That's pretty amazing. Like this guy last year for the entire 12 months did about $2 million in sales. And within 7 days, he had it was either a little over $6 million or a little over $7 million, but I think it's a little over $6 million.
Yeah.
Now will all those buyers buy? I don't know. But I told him, I said, oh my gosh, isn't that amazing? And the biggest thing I told him is that if none of those people do anything, that's okay. Because you know what's going to happen in the next 7 days? And he was like, what? I said, you're going to go get another $5 to $6 million worth of leads that never existed before. And he's like, oh my gosh, you're right. All I got to do is the same stuff that I did the week before. And I was like, perfect. So it's like, I don't even really care if any of those people turn into business, because now he's finally implementing and doing what he knows he needs to be doing week in and week out to generate that. And that's not everybody. I mean, like, Jamie's somebody that it took her 45 to 50 days, but in that 45, 50-day time period, she made a little over $36,000 of income. And she's 18, right? And then there's this guy, Sam. He's 19. He did close to $40,000 of income within about 60 days. And then Christy. Now, Christy's somebody that, gosh, you know, when she and I met, well, she was at zero. And then she kind of hit this $40,000 plateau. And then within a year, she was sitting at about, it was $320,000 of income. But the biggest thing for her was she was working a lot less. And then Jeff's somebody that first year of he and I working together, he grew his business by a little over $6 million, which is good. He was really, really happy with. And now he's a little over $17 million. Of additional income, you know, by working with myself. So yeah, it's fun. It's fun to see people. It's fun to see people double or triple their income. But to me, it's almost more fun to see them work a lot less and actually start to save money. So one of the big things I do with my coaching clients is I tell them, hey, you need to be saving 20 to 25% of your income, like starting immediately. And because that's how you can be kind of like myself, where it's like if business happens today, tomorrow, this year, this decade, it really doesn't even bother me. But because it doesn't bother me, I think that's why people are attracted to me, right? Because they know that it's like I don't have commission breath. Like I don't need somebody to buy or sell with me for me to pay my bills, if that makes sense. And it's the same with coaching, right? So I don't need people to attend my 3-day event or to coach with me for me to pay my bills. And I think people understand that it's like, oh my gosh, this person truly wants to help because he wants to help.
Yeah. You know, and it's like, you know, it's such a big difference when you just help because, you know, it's a choice, you know, you go out and make a choice to help somebody and it's not, it's so much easier to do that. Just keep things, you know, you just stay open and focused and, that's so, it's so important to not have, you know, that commission breath or somebody. You know, it's like somebody, you know, looks at a high end, you know, and they're thinking, oh my gosh, $35,000-$40,000, and they're, you know, they're just focused on the money there. Where, you know, for you, you're like, oh, okay,
yeah,
you know, if it works, it works. If not, it's so important, you know, and there are some underlying things that I know you talk about, you know, when you're coaching people of why that's so important to be that way and how you can just create that in any time. You don't have to have hundreds of thousands of dollars in the bank to do it. Important in the process.
Yeah. I just got this text message. This is from Tim and Terry. Tim and Terry, I've never met live and in person, right? And they're coaching with me. And they haven't even come to my three-day event. Hopefully they can come to the next one. But last year they did about $123,000 of income, right? And they're working a lot of hours. And I just got this text message. Well, yesterday I got a text message from them saying, hey, they lost out on a $700,000, you know, listing. And the reason they lost out is because they weren't doing what I was telling them to do quick enough, right? And so I told them, hey, no worries, you know, the next one will come. And they just texted me and said, hey, today is the $18,600 day, brand new business. And so for them, I mean, think about it. Within the last year, they earned, we'll round up and say $125,000 of income, with so many of their transactions being like $5,000, $4,000, $3,000, that kind of number range. And now, today, after we've worked together for less than 30 days, you know, hey, today was an $18,600 day. That's awesome. So that's life-changing. So tomorrow when I get on the phone with them, I'm going to say, awesome. I mean, this stuff works. Now all you got to do is replicate it, and you might not have an $18,600 day every day, but what if you just had that type of a day once a week, right? That's like $80,000 in a week. That's like life-changing. And I got to tell you, these people, they're not in an area that's affluent, right? Their average price point is about $180,000 of, you know, for a house. But what we're working on is we're saying, hey, great, that's the average. Who cares? Does that make sense? It's like, who cares? Like, somebody's got to win the Super Bowl. It might as well be us, right? So, I mean, are there homes in your neighborhood that are $600,000? Yes. Cool. And we just go after those, right? Are there homes in your neighborhood that are $800,000? Yes. Cool. And we go after those. Are there homes that are $1.5 million? Yeah. Cool. We go after those. The response that a lot of realtors may give me is, well, but I can't. Or, well, but, you know, Sally Mae has been there for 32 years. Or it's like, who cares? It doesn't matter. The sellers of those homes do not care. So I could be dropped into Juneau, Alaska. They're not going to care that I've been in Alaska for 24 hours or 24 years. It's irrelevant.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. So, and, you know, I think that's so, you know, that's so important. And I know, Jonathan, you got to go off, you know, off your listing appointment. You were, you know, you jumped on the phone when you got a chance. Anything last you'd like to say, you know, to anybody? You know, if they want more information about what you're up to, where could they, what should they do?
Okay, so I would say this. They should go to profitsandpassions.com, P-R-O-F-I-T-S, and A-N-D, passions, P-A-S-S-I-O-N-S. And I would say probably the first thing they should do is sign up to come to one of my three-day live events. It's 3 days of, like, full content. And, I mean, you've been there. It's It's life-changing. It's, you know, generally limited to 30 realtors and less because I want them to have full access to me, right? We go out to lunch together each of the 3 days. Most of the evenings we do something fun together in the evening. But I tell people how I went from zero to over $348 million of real estate, which is now probably more like $360 million of real estate, and how they can do it too in any market out there. And the cool part about this event, it's 100% guaranteed. So people can come for an hour, they can come for a day, they can come for all 3 days. And if they're not dazzled by the information and the life-changingness of it, all they got to do is let me know. I'll refund back 100% of what they paid. And then I'd say the second thing, if somebody's like really, really motivated and really wants to get stuff put into practice immediately, they can also go on that website, and on there's got to be a tab where it, you know, talks about monthly coaching or work with me, and they can see what the what the requirements are. You have to fill out an application. We talk on the phone. We see if it's a good fit for you. You know, the cost is not free, but basically the cost you pay is going to be dwarfed by the result you're going to get. And so I'd say those are the two big ways. And then they could always reach out to me at my email, which is jonathan@zabrakigroup.com. And, you know, I would say if they want to text me, calling me would be tough. But if they want to text me, they could text me at 858-212-1245. And we can talk and, you know, see if the monthly coaching will be a fit for them. But really, it's a no-brainer to do the three-day live event. I mean, it's absurd. People have told me I charge way too little for it. So.
Yeah, I got to check that out. And I was like, wow, you know, this is like, you know, though. Yeah, no, and I think that's, you know, it's so important, one, to take action. You know, and I think it also shows, you know, a couple people said it shows, you know, you are the real deal. You're not just a real estate coach. You know, numbers, you're making $1 million in real estate, and you're the type of person that gives out the number, you know, to text and contact you just to, you know, because that's who you are. You know, you build, you know, very, you know, and I know you're going to get into this, you know, into your, you know, the top relationships and how you do all of it, and you just follow that pattern everywhere, and it works. So, well, yeah. Thank you. You know, thank you so much. You know, I'll post the links at the bottom of here to go to, you know, profitsandpassions.com and the link. And, you know, I would say, you know, do the live event. It's, you know, for what, you know, what you get, is just incredible. You know, I know everybody there was blown away for what they got. You know, I think you could have charged $8,000 or $10,000 and people would have been happy. And, you know, it's not even a fifth of that. So, yeah, so go, everybody, you know, check out the, you know, profitsandpassions.com, and we'll have to interview again soon in the future, Jonathan. So good luck on your listening.
Yeah, thanks a lot. It'll be good. Hey, have a great rest of your day, and thanks for your time. I really appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
Bye.